For many refugees and asylum seekers looking to settle in Australia, finding a job is one of the biggest challenges and also the key to feeling at home. To help, there's a small but growing number of social enterprises from fashion to food, which aim to get newcomers into the workplace. Gavin Coote dropped into a Sydney restaurant to find out more.
After a frantic few hours of kitchen preparation, the team at Colombo Social is just about ready to start serving.
Right guys, 5 minutes, we are open, let's go.
The Sri Lankan restaurant's only just opened for business in Sydney's inner west, but it's already running like a well-oiled machine. And most importantly, it feels like a bit of a home for staff like Diana Shurish.
I'm from South India. I found a job by Asylum Seeker Centre, because they helped me to get this job.
The team considers her a star. She's gearing up for a busy Friday evening serving customers and loves every minute of it.
Everyone is very fantastic. They are treating like us as their family member or a friend. This is my first experience in Australia, how it is working and everything in, because I'm a newborn baby in Australia.
The restaurant opened a month ago, and most of its staff are asylum seekers and refugees, including this man from Sri Lanka, who's putting the final touches on a traditional chicken curry.
I love cooking. I love cooking. It's my passion, actually. I've been doing something else like marketing and all that, but came into my passion and loving what I'm doing.
Sean Christie David co-founded the business, which he says is just as much a social enterprise as a working restaurant. He's teamed up with Settlement Services International, which links refugees and asylum seekers up with housing, employment and disability support.
It's a simple business model in its purest form. It's just employers that care. So we have some of the most beautiful, amazing team that are learning every day, and seeing that growth in them is better than any return on investment so far.
For him, it's also about drawing on his experience as an outsider, growing up in Sydney's southwest as the son of Sri Lankan migrants.
So I remember walking into school and opening the lunchbox, and the sandwiches being either curry or dal, and that wasn't what the other kids had. So look, this isn't a unique story. This isn't just me. This is probably reflective of all first generation immigrants who have a foot on both sides of their culture and their identity from their parents and their new home.
His business partner is childhood friend Peter Jones Best, who's been in the hospitality game for 15 years.
Yeah, I think community's the right word for it. It's not just employment, it's not just a paycheck. Something that we may have overlooked when we first started this was just the aspect of having a friend. Getting into a job just means that you're working with several other people now and in close quarters.
It's hoped restaurants like these won't just help those working in the kitchen. The team is working with a startup program called Ignite, which is all about ensuring ingredients are ethically sourced. For example, the ginger drinks being served here come from a Sydney business run by a refugee from Sierra Leone. For Diana Shurish, taking on the front of house role has given her a sense of certainty.
Because of this job, I am a little bit stable here. Yeah, because otherwise I cannot survive here, because my two kids and my family is here.
Other startups involved in the Ignite program include a refugee-run taxi service, a security company, and a grant-writing consultancy.
Gavin Coote reporting from Sydney restaurant Colombo Social Club.